John Lynch speaking to the media at the owners' meeting and causing a little bit of stir amongst 49ers fans. What did he say? What does he mean about the future of not only Jimmy Garoppolo, but some other 49ers? And the Niners have re-signed another one of their own. All that and more coming up right now.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you once again at BD Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker. Thanks for making us your first listen here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Croc is fired up about the comments made by John Lynch on Monday at the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, I believe is where they are. Before we get to that, though, big signing. Ross Dwelly has been re-signed on a one-year contract.
I didn't know he was a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent. We talked a little bit about it when we were talking about our tight ends, maybe being a little bit of a need for the 49ers. Maybe still they can sneak a guy in on day three, but I think we can move that need down a little bit, knowing that Warner, Ross Dwelly, and, of course, George Kittle are back. Those are the three guys that have been on the roster, and I would assume they will continue to be, but there is some potential for a rookie to come in and maybe compete there or maybe even be on the practice squad. So I don't think that need is gone all the way. You're looking at some late round tight ends potentially for the 49ers, but a lot of people really like is back. And of course, you hope that they don't have to lean on Dwelly and Warner and that George Kittle be healthy and that dude all season for the 49ers. John Lynch, let's get into this, Croc, because I know you're ready to go. You do not want to see Jimmy Garoppolo sitting on the bench for the 49ers in the fall. John Lynch, talking to reporters, said, quote, "I think we're fortunate that we have three quarterbacks we believe in, Trey, Jimmy, and Nate." I love how they just throw Nate in there, too. Remember? Because this is what they used to do with C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins, talking about, oh, we got three starting quarterbacks. And look, again, the 49ers still have three starting quarterbacks, Jimmy, Trey, and Nate. He named Trey first, Trey, Jimmy, Nate. What do you think, Croc? He also went on to say, and you know, some people are looking for one, so I think that's a position of strength. Freudian slip, Croc. John Lynch already told us all what he thinks. He said Trey first, then Jimmy, then Nate. That's the depth chart. He's got this thing outlined on a whiteboard. Actually, they don't use whiteboards anymore. Have you seen their draft room, by the way? How sophisticated it is? All digital. I mean, that is an insane situation. It's better than your big screen you got with the projector in your house now.
I haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen like their kind of war room with a lot of TVs, but they might still use the whiteboard. I see a lot of teams use the whiteboard and they stick the names on the board and do the depth chart, all that good stuff. I don't know how much to take away from like him ordering it that way. Maybe he truly believes that. But in my eyes, as long as Jimmy Garoppolo is making $27 million, he is at the top.
Did John Lynch just tell us? Well, basically, he was answering the question, are you going to cut Jimmy Garoppolo? He says they're not going to cut Jimmy Garoppolo. Does that disturb you? Does that surprise you, Croc? Do you think John Lynch was telling us to expect that there's going to be a quarterback competition in training camp? Or is it going to be the same as last year? Jimmy's the one and Trey's the backup. Or could Jimmy Garoppolo come in as the number two and just be a backup all year to Trey Lance? What did John Lynch tell us by letting us know that he's not going to cut Jimmy Garoppolo?
For me, and I think most people think like I'm all fired up because I'm so pro Trey Lance. And that's not it at all. Like, at the end of the year, Trey Lance had a pretty solid game against Houston. Eric Crocker was not saying, oh, you got to start Trey Lance. What was I saying? Dude, you got to play Jimmy G. Like, that's your guy. That's your starting quarterback. You got to pick. So I'm not like this biased guy one way or the other. I try to make sense of the moves that the team makes. And to me, keeping Jimmy Garoppolo on the team makes no sense. Like now, if you go into it and if you come out and say, well, Trey Lance isn't ready, so, you know, we got to go Jimmy Garoppolo, that's one thing. All right, I can accept that, right? But their moves, and we talked about it, giving Nate Sudfeld guaranteed money, that lets you know they weren't preparing for Jimmy Garoppolo to be on this roster. Matter of fact, they were really trying to trade him. The injury threw everything off. I understand that. I understand that they're kind of backed into a corner here and their options are limited. Also understand that. God, what is John Lynch supposed to say? Oh, yeah. Well, if we can, we will cut him. Like, he's not going to come out and say that either. But if we take him for what his word is, like for what he just said, I think that's a disaster. You cannot have Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster unless he's your guy. If he's your guy, fine. But if he's not, let's say even, oh, well, we just have him compete in training camp. Hell, you got Trey Lance, and again, compete. Awesome, great. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, Trey Lance beats him out. You said you're not willing to cut Jimmy Garoppolo, so you're going to sit $27 million on the bench and have a guy sitting there who everyone on the roster loves, who everyone on the roster has won a lot of games with, who everyone on the roster has went to an NFC Championship game, a Super Bowl, and another NFC Championship game. And that's impossible, because the moment you're a young guy, and it is inevitable, we've seen it with all young guys, the moment you're a young guy, even Mac Jones, people forget, they started off 2-4. And he was allowed to play through it. Why? Well, they cut Cam Newton in training camp. So if you have Trey Lance and he comes off, let's just say they start off 2-3. What is everybody going to be saying? You have Trey Lance starting and he has a bad game. They're going to all look to Jimmy Garoppolo. So to me, that's why I say this is a disaster, because I don't know if there's a winning situation unless Jimmy Garoppolo beats out Trey Lance. And even then, that's another issue, because you spend 3 first-round picks on this guy. And the one thing that you continue to say is, well, he needs the reps. He needs this. He needs that. How is he going to ever get that? So when I say it's a disaster, again, this is not me choosing one side or the other. I'm trying to make sense of all their decisions. And from that standpoint, it makes absolutely no sense to me. And we didn't even get into the ramifications of the money and things like that. Again, regardless of what Jimmy Garoppolo is, you don't want to sit $27 million on the bench. If Trey Lance beats him out, now you really misplayed your hand, because you had an opportunity to shoot. At least cut him and you can roll that money over. But if you keep him and he gets beat out and you're not willing to cut him, that's a whole other thing. Now we're talking about in 2 years, where if you would have let him go the previous year, which, okay, you didn't, and they went to the NFC Championship game, that's awesome. But between that year and this year, now you would have rolled over $52 million to put around your young quarterback for this offseason. And what could you do with that? Even if you don't spend all that money, even if you spend half of $52 million, what does that look like as it pertains to your roster and that you're able to build? So to me, it just would be an overall disaster from that standpoint. I don't know what direction they're going in. And I don't even know if they know. So that's why. But again, I'm going deep into some comments that he made, which, what else is he supposed to say?
What they going to say now?
you got my brother on here.
Okay. That is the voice of, at some point, Croc's cousin down the family line, the head coach of the St. Peter's Peacocks, if you've not heard him speak, sounds remarkably like Eric Crocker.
What they going to say now?
So, I agree with you, Croc. It would be a disaster if John Lynch wasn't lying through his teeth, which he was. What he told the media on Monday wasn't for me, wasn't for you, wasn't for the fans. That was for all the teams in the league, maybe a team in the league that might be waiting for Jimmy Garoppolo to get cut so they could sign him, that don't want to pony up a draft pick. John Lynch is saying, you still got to pony up that pick if you want Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what I heard when I heard John Lynch's comments, because like you said, what is he going to say? He's not going to telegraph his move and tell people that he's planning on XX date to cut Jimmy Garoppolo because he wants to roll that $25 million over into next year's cap in 2023 when he's got some big payments coming up, right? So that's what I hear, and I think that's what makes the most sense. I still don't think Jimmy Garoppolo will be on the roster in July unless the 49ers truly don't like what they see in Trey Lance up to that point, which is an even bigger problem.
Right. But I forgot what I was going to say. You got to edit that part out.
You don't even want Jimmy on the roster during OTAs, even though he's not participating. Is that right?
I don't. But if you're telling me that he's going to rehab somewhere else, and that kind of gives Lance a chance to breathe and just kind of make his mistakes and learn from him, like most other guys get the opportunity to do, then yeah, you're fine. But it's just, there's always going to be that kind of shadow over him as long as Jimmy is on the roster. Now, again, this is not a pro Trey Lance or pro Jimmy Garoppolo conversation that I'm making. I'm just looking at it from the team's perspective. And what if you invested all this money in or capital into Trey Lance? What is best for him? To me, that should be the ultimate goal. That should be the end all be all. What is best for Trey Lance to get him to the point to where he's going to be what we want him to be? And he has shown glimpses of being able to do that. He has, you know, had splash plays here and there. We've seen some tight window throws. Obviously, he's lacking the consistency. How does he work towards getting that? And I think as long as Jimmy's on the roster, it's a little harder. That's all.
I want to talk about a couple of really important dates as it pertains to Jimmy Garoppolo. There's some other comments as well from John Lynch talking about other players on the roster like Alex Mack and Dee Ford, and if they will be back with the team on the field this year, and also some pretty big contract negotiations coming up with Deebo Samuel and Nick Bosa. But first, I want to talk about BetOnline.net. After months of playing, college basketball has determined the top teams for the Final Four and will determine this year's national champion this upcoming week. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information, from the latest odds, contests, and player props, you name it, and some live betting too. If you're in the middle of one of these college basketball games, you didn't get in before the tip, but you see something that you want to bet on in the second half of those games. Oh yeah, and not just basketball, there's still football to bet on. Some updated odds for future Super Bowl winners. The 2022-2023 season Super Bowl champion could be the San Francisco 49ers. It has fallen a little bit from in February. It has fallen now to 14-1 odds. It was 11-1 odds to start in March. Now they've dropped behind a few teams, 14-1 odds for the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. So if you like the 49ers before, you probably like them even better now at that 14-1 number. How about to win the NFC? The 49ers are 7-1, fourth best odds to win the NFC after the Bucks, the Packers, and the Rams, just ahead of those Dallas Cowboys who they dispatched in the playoffs last year. So get over to BetOnline.net. Use your desktop or mobile device right now to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thanks for making Locked On 49ers your first listen every day. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL, Locked On Experts, covering the biggest stories around the NFL every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. So, Croc, as it pertains to the time frame for Jimmy Garoppolo, and if the 49ers could actually still get something back for him, and I feel like it's still a play, because they already said their goodbyes. Like, everyone knew what the score was. Garoppolo knew he was gone. Trey knew he was going to be the guy. The 49ers knew they were going to be able to trade him. The shoulder has thrown a wrench into the works. And clearly, John Lynch said, you know, look, the 2 second-round picks thing wasn't real. They didn't get that offer, and he didn't tell teams that that was the offer he was getting. Maybe he was asking for that, but he didn't say that he had that offer. And there are some teams that checked in. He said, John Lynch said that there were some teams that they were somewhat close with, that they had talked a lot with. And I think maybe it was the Colts, right? That might have been that team.
That maybe Colts and Washington, probably.
Washington, yeah. And who knows who said no, or they were a little bit worried about the shoulder. I think it was the Colts who, there was reports that they said, you know, they were a little bit worried about the shoulder. Not that it wasn't going to recover, but just having a guy through camp and all the way. So the shoulder has hurt some things. Now, looking at the timing of all of this, 6 weeks out, there's a 6 week post-op checkup for Jimmy Garoppolo. Will teams be more comfortable after they see that after 6 weeks? That just so happens to coincide with about a week before the NFL draft. Is there a team like the Panthers, who are sitting there at number 6, and they say they love one quarterback? If that quarterback goes in front of number 6, then maybe they draft an offensive tackle. They call up the 49ers before round 2 begins, and the Niners end up with some draft capital, right? So I think that's a possibility. The draft is also a really big date for Jimmy Garoppolo if he was to be dealt, either, you know, on draft night, right before, maybe right after. Then you go to July when Jimmy Garoppolo is fully healthy. And, you know, obviously there's potential for other players to get hurt. Maybe some teams see some things they don't like from their current quarterback groups. And maybe someone circles back with the 49ers, knowing that they're not going to cut Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers can get something from them there. And my question is, what if then they haven't gotten an offer for Jimmy Garoppolo? Because that's when it starts to get real. Do you take him to camp or do you cut him before camp? Because I'm like you. I think you have to roll that money over to next year. I don't think you have to do anything at all. In fact, I think it helps the 49ers to keep Garoppolo on the roster until he's healthy, because obviously they don't want to have to once he can pass the physical, they can cut him and then have to worry about the guarantee or any of that. And they can get that money on the salary cap this year instead of a credit for next year with that $7.5 million injury guarantee that Jimmy Garoppolo has. So I think it can only benefit the 49ers to hold him on to the roster for a while. But you don't want to go to camp and have this competition and have everybody on the entire roster, coaching staff, all the players. George Kittle is already tired of the questions 2 months ago, right? And you want these players to come. That's when you start to get the problems and it starts to be an issue. And I know they're all professionals, but there's a reason there's the saying that when you have two quarterbacks, you really have none. And I totally understand why the 49ers went through last year with Jimmy Garoppolo. But if they believe in Trey Lance, Jimmy can't open camp with the 49ers, and it can't even be a competition.
You talked a little bit about, you know, trade compensation. And for me, I think that's another part of the issue, right? Like, now, John Lynch is maybe saying that people aren't offering anything. Maybe that's the case, but maybe whatever you're asking for, they're like, all right, you know, we'll get back to you. Have you done that where you go to the store or you go to buy something and you see the price? You're like, hey, man, how much would you take for that? And they don't really budge off, and you're like, all right, let me go check with my wife, and then, you know, we'll talk about it and see if we want to come back. Like, but you have no intentions on coming back.
No. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you put it on your wife. Like, oh, let me talk to my wife about it. I think I'm going to come back. I'll let you know. You have no intentions on coming back. There could possibly be a situation like that where they hear the asking price, and it's like, hell no, man, let's go get Mariota, or hell no, man, let's go get Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah,
pay him less and draft a quarterback, as opposed to trading all this capital that they want for an injured, you know, bad shoulder, expensive, quote unquote expensive. It's not anything crazy, but it is crazy. You know, $27 million as opposed to what you can get if you pay Mitchell Trubisky. It's much less. All right, so how much better do people think Jimmy Garoppolo is than Trubisky? Or how much better do they think, you know what, we could put him in a good situation to where it evens out a little bit more? Now, we don't think that way. I think I'd much rather have Jimmy Garoppolo. Pretty sure most 49ers fans would tell you, hell no, that's crazy. But you never know how these NFL teams think. And right now, it seems like they don't think much of Jimmy Garoppolo. And if you listen to Ian Rappaport and, you know, some of the things that he said on his Twitter account, released a video, I believe he was on NFL Network. He's like, man, like maybe they have 49ers take the pay cut. How much of a pay cut does Jimmy Garoppolo have to take for you to feel more comfortable with him potentially having to be a backup?
It would have to be backup money. Pay backup money for a backup, which is more than he should be willing to take a pay cut for, unless
$10 million. He sees
the writing on the wall for whatever he would sign if he was cut with another team who would rather just be backup with the 49ers than a backup with those teams. In that case, you still cut him and just re-sign him. You know, maybe that's what happens. So, I can't see a pay cut really working out unless Jimmy Garoppolo's taking a pay cut to be a starter with the 49ers. And then that's another, the 49ers would have to have, at this point, I don't see any good for the 49ers as it pertains to Trey Lance's long-term future. If the 49ers aren't willing to go with Trey Lance this year, that's just a really bad sign all around, right?
You would assume. But here's the thing. A lot of guys, you know, that go high, they are forced into playing. So even if they are as far along as Trey Lance, which watching him and watching a lot of the other rookie quarterbacks, I didn't see drastic difference. Oh, my goodness, this guy is so much better than Trey Lance. Like, I didn't see that. And I watched a lot of those guys just to be able to compare. And obviously you see guys, especially the more games they play, oh, man, he made this play. Oh, man, that was terrific. But their games on a consistent basis, not ideal. So it's not
and
like
– even Mac Jones, who had the great rookie season, his first handful of games didn't look that great. But he had the opportunity. And guess what? He didn't have Cam breathing down his neck, who might have got inserted after a bad game as the starter. But they eliminated that option. And I understand
for
not eliminating that option last year, even though I think maybe they should have, or I could have seen a scenario where they could have, but they wanted to be competitive, wanted to make sure they had Jimmy Garoppolo around. I think it's a different score this year. And I think they should take a page out of Bill Belichick's playbook this year. And maybe Jimmy Garoppolo would be a better person to have around than Cam for some certain reasons, you know, just personality wise. But once they decided they were going to go with Mac, they didn't want Cam breathing down his neck, and it was good for Mac in the long run.
Well, there's a lot of people that are just like, oh, well, he just flat out beat Cam Newton. You know, you have all these people, but it's like, dude, I watched Mac Jones and I watched him this season. Like, it was solid. He threw more to the running backs than anyone in the NFL. Like, most people that are watching, like, you actually watch games, they're like, oh, he's checking down. Now, again, I'm not hard on Mac Jones. Like, he's a rookie. And I view him as any other rookie. And he threw a high percentage, like, he completed a high percentage of passes. But if you watch the game, I mean, they won a game where he threw the ball three times. Like, we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and his eight passes in the NFC Championship game. The Patriots literally won a game where Mac Jones threw the ball three times. Right? They did a really good job. Hey, they played good defense. Their corners, I felt like every time I watched the game, they were running an interception back into the end zone. They probably led the league in the interceptions or right behind Dallas Cowboys. The defense made plays. They were able to lean on the run game. And then the one time when they couldn't do that in the playoffs, where your defense doesn't get the turnovers, they don't get the takeaways, you can't really run the ball, you fall behind, he looked just as bad as anybody. You know what I'm saying? They got blew out. So, again, that's not any slight towards Mac Jones, but to me, that's just how it worked. Like, your rookies, you got to go through ups and downs. They were 2-4. Like you said, like, that was their – he had a game. He had three picks, throwing pick sixes, all type of stuff. Hey, play through that. And you know, eliminate Cam Newton, who everybody talks about, oh, Cam Newton, this and that. Everybody says he's so much better. I watched him – the last time we saw Cam Newton, when he played that last preseason game against the Philadelphia Eagles, he threw one incomplete pass. One. He was like 12 or 13. He was sharp. He was decisive. He used his legs. He was on the money. And they cut him after that. So that Mac Jones does not have to deal with this polarizing figure behind him. Because, like you said, when they started 2-4, there would have been grumblings. Should they go to Cam Newton? Everybody would have been asked that every week. They have that issue because they eliminated that. And I think it was for the better. And obviously, Mac Jones finished the year pretty strong. They went on the run.
So what you're saying is the 49ers should have drafted Mac Jones. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I think they drafted the right guy. I think they need to live with the ups and downs of what comes from a young guy playing.
John Lynch spoke about some other 49ers on the roster. Let's talk about the futures of Nick Bosa and Deebo Samuel after I let the folks out there know about Rock Auto. The ever-increasing numbers of makes and models out there, it's impossible for your local chain store to stock all the auto parts you need. Why endure some often pointless and seemingly intimidating questioning about your Mazda CX-5 console that the latch broke on for some reason that you need to get replaced, right? You can find those things if you're a do-it-yourselfer or if you're a professional at rockauto.com. And don't wait for that person behind the counter at their green screen that only has one option for you and is marking you up 30, 50, even 100% for the same parts at that chain store. No, go to rockauto.com. That is a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and Rock Auto prices are always reliably low. So go explore their easy-to-use website today. It's a no-frills, super-easy website. You can find anything you need for just an insane number of vehicles on every car or truck, and I mean it, literally every car or truck. It's pretty phenomenal. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Aside from Jimmy Garoppolo, for now, staying on the San Francisco 49ers roster, John Lynch talking about a hot button topic this week, Deebo Samuel and defensive end Nick Bosa. Basically said there's been good communication, quote unquote, with the agents for both of those players and that there is a plan for each of those guys. And Lynch made sure everybody knows, and we've been trying to tell him, Croc, that those guys are going to be a part of us for a long, long time, end quote, is what John Lynch had to say about Deebo Samuel and Nick Bosa. No, there are no plans to trade Deebo Samuel.
I heard something in what he said that might cause a little hiccup. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
He talked about Deebo Samuel's usage and how it was kind of unique, but they want to get it done. They want to get the job done. Are they going to – running backs don't make as much money.
They make
and he used half of his time, like half of his usage was at running back. Well, not half, but especially down the stretch. The second half of the season, more than half of his usage, he had way more carries than receptions. So are they going to try to play hardball with him and kind of tie in kind of a running back money but receiver money and kind of like squish that together and what that looks like? If so, there can be an issue with his contract negotiations.
Well, if I sat at the table with Deebo Samuel's agent, and hopefully Deebo Samuel's not in the room, I would try to sneak that past him, which he would say hell no to, right? But Deebo Samuel himself has been okay with it. He called himself a wide back, you know? So I would use that against him. He's like, look, he knows himself that he's a wide back. So this is not like, I'm not making this up. This is a real thing. That's what Deebo Samuel is.
His agent has to tell him, stop saying that.
Yeah. So I think they could use that in negotiations to try to keep his number in a reasonable area. And I think they'll be able to get a deal done. So look, and the last two summers, they've done big deals with Kittle and with who was last year? Fred Warner, right? So they've done big contracts over the course of the summer. I would expect them to revisit this with Deebo, and I think they can get a deal done. He's not going to break the market or anything this offseason, but he's going to get a whole bunch of money probably. Or, you know, I think a good strategy would be to say, you know, let's let you play this season out and earn it and stay healthy again and have another really good year, and then we'll pay you what you're worth. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes with Deebo Samuel. It does get a little bit more difficult to negotiate it because of the running back usage and, you know, the injury rate and all of those things. So we'll see how it goes with Deebo Samuel, but I could see it get a little contentious if they get offended that the 49ers even float that idea that maybe you pay him a little bit less because he's half running back.
Half running back. It's like a, what do they call it? It's like an animal that's like a what do they call it? A liger? Like a
oh, lion, yeah, liger, a tiger. Yeah. He's definitely the liger of the NFL. That is absolutely what Deebo Samuel is. I like that nickname a lot, actually. That's pretty funny.
The liger.
And they have another year on Nick Bosa. That might be the big extension next summer. So every summer, basically, the 49ers are going to pay somebody a crazy amount of money.
They're going to wait on Nick Bosa because they have that fifth-year option?
I think it's smart unless he's willing to sign, you know, one of those $17 million per year deals that, you know, Chandler Jones just signs, then just, you know, then go ahead and extend him now. But I don't know why Nick Bosa would do it. So it's max money. And then, you know, it's max money for Bosa if he plays it out, and it's more insurance against injury for the 49ers if they wait to do that big long-term deal. So I think that one's a next summer. This summer, Deebo. Next summer, Nick Bosa, if I had to guess.
I would get it done this summer. Again, I mean, I guess I'm alone with this. At least I'm not on the same page with the 49ers front office with this, but I need to load up on things while my quarterback is on his rookie contract. So the sooner I get a Nick Bosa contract done and I can pay him whatever I want early on, I can front load some stuff and all that. At least that's what you're supposed to be doing when you have a rookie on this contract quarterback, but whatever. I could front load Nick Bosa's contract, and by the time, you know, the new CBA, or not new CBA, but new TV money, all that kicks in and other guys start to get paid, like, his contract won't even look like much. I do it with Deebo Samuel as well. You're supposed to be able to front load those guys' contracts now. Isn't that what are the Chargers doing with Justin Herbert? Now, I'm not saying Trey Lance is Herbert. Hell, Trey Lance currently is not even the starting quarterback. But they're like, man, let's go spend all this money on and get all these other guys. Khalil Mack, hell yeah, we could pay him. And who else wants to come? I bet they probably ideally would not want to pay Mike Williams as much as they did. But you know what? We can't, because our quarterback is on a rookie contract. So we can give him $5 million more than we ideally would want to. And it's not an issue.
Do you believe John Lynch when he says that having Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster didn't affect what they were going to do? They were going to make one big splash, or I think it take a one big bite, and that one bite was Charvarius Ward. Do you believe him when he says that, and it wouldn't have affected other things that they would have done in free agency?
No, he's a liar. He just said, we just read his quote from, what was it, the combine?
He must have been the combine, early March, yeah.
Yeah, we just read his quote from the combine, and he said, with Jimmy Garoppolo on there, like, that wasn't plan A, plan B, plan C, or whatever, but it affects how aggressive you could be in free agency. Now, you can look up exactly what he said, word for word, bar for bar, but ultimately, that's what he said. It affects how aggressive you can be in free agency. Having Garoppolo on, like, so he's a liar.
He lied at least twice in that presser for sure. D Ford will be back with the 49ers in contract only. I've been saying it, and yeah. Now you can hear it from John Lynch. He said, quote, "I don't see a lot of hope in him being a factor for us on the field moving forward." So basically he's dead cap money on the 49ers roster right now.
Nice.
We'll go on IR or PUP or whatever list he'll end up on, and that's where he's going to be before that contract finally expires and gets off the books for the 49ers.
He's got the Bobby Bonilla deal.
Almost, man. I can't believe Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. I forget the date, but every year he has a party, gets a $1.13 million or something crazy. Alex Mack is expected to return for the 2022 season, according to John Lynch, who said, and who just got married in Ireland, by the way. Did you see the photos of, I believe it was Kittle and Alex Mack? Maybe Juszczyk was there. I think a lot of the 49ers were there in Ireland as Alex Mack got married. Lynch said Mack is, quote, "training like he's coming back. I won't speak for him, but all signs are him coming back and being a part of us." So hopefully it's not one of those like draft day Joe Staley things where you find out, oh, crap, Alex Mack isn't coming back. 49ers need a starting center ASAP.
You start getting married and stuff, and you're newlywed, and you want to start spending more time with the wife, and you know he's probably not hurting for money or anything like that. You can start, your mind starts wondering a little bit closer to retirement.
Yeah, and you go on a honeymoon, and all of a sudden you start gaining some pounds, Croc. You know what it's like. The weight starts coming on. You're getting a little older. You're in your late 30s. You get married.
It's older than us.
Gaining some weight.
It's hard as hell for me to lose weight. So I can only imagine someone that's already bigger and now you got to lose weight to get in. Oh man, that's tough.
Yeah. It's Alex Mack. Love you, man. But it's the downward spiral. It's begun for you.
38 years old. How old is he?
38, something like that. Yeah. 37 maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty old for an offensive lineman. Especially center, got to get out and move a little bit. Yeah.
I'm 34 and it is hard to get this weight off. Like I have to be on point with everything.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Well, guess what? We get to go through this again tomorrow because the coaches will be speaking to the media tomorrow. Kyle Shanahan will come. The thing I'm looking for is Kyle Shanahan's messaging and John Lynch's messaging meshing together. Do those things match up? I wonder what John, because he's going to be asked those questions. What is Kyle Shanahan going to say about the quarterback situation, about the value of Jimmy Garoppolo being on the roster? I bet he's going to say something like, you don't just cut someone as good as Jimmy Garoppolo, starting quarterback in the NFL. There's not 32 of those guys, and we have three of them, and you don't just cut those guys. That's what Kyle Shanahan is going to say tomorrow, I bet, about Jimmy Garoppolo. So
last year, he was saying, I don't even know if we're going to be alive tomorrow. And now it's like, oh, man, you just can't cut Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't think he can outdo that one. But Winky Wednesday coming up tomorrow. We'll hear from Coach Kyle Shanahan. And then Thursday, Croc and I are going to do a little mock draft. We are going to do a San Francisco 49ers 7-round mock draft using the list of needs that we came up with on Monday's podcast. I'm so excited for it. I can't even speak. Croc, good stuff. And thanks, everybody out there, for making us your first listen. For your second listen, check out Crocker doing the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Had a brand new mock draft Monday up this week. We'll be back tomorrow right here, Locked On 49ers.